You're listening to 3CR Radio.
A week solidarity Bricky team listener when workers and working families were dancing in the streets celebrating the first socialist budget in a decade, enjoying the promised increase in real wages and $275 decrease in power bills. Even more excited when they realised the promises would be delivered in as soon as the next decade, as long as the stars align and the cards fall the right way and the right horse wins, and big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital and big Supremo Anthony Albanese's fingers crossed achieve their wishes, showing what an exact science is capitalist economics. Yes, real wages will rise sometime in the mists of time, and obviously the massive increase in power bills will be $275 less than they would otherwise massively increase. And as the economy celebrated the budget next day by zooming inflation up 7.5%, and we were promised massive increases in just everything, well, except wages, many of those families may as well keep dancing in the streets, because that's where they'll be living for the foreseeable. But inflation sadly hurts all of us. For instance, the big retailers said they fear they will have to pass rising costs on to customers, like as if they wouldn't. The poor great energy behemoths, who have no choice but to send our bills soaring, were highly critical of two state supremos whose recklessness could upset the balance of the market, that invisible force that benefits us all. Our very own, the pejorative Dan, and South Tuvalu Aussie's Peter Malinoskew Markets, both threatening to re-establish state-owned energy businesses, they claim, will lower prices. Indeed, so iconoclastic, they denounce the privatisation of their public assets as increasing prices and being at the root of the current problem. Any wonder the benevolent behemoths who brought us the huge benefits of private sector efficiency and lower prices, imagine how much higher our bills would be if it wasn't for that efficiency, that benevolence. Indeed, Malinoskew Markets went so far in his sacrilegious rubbish, he praised Western True Blue Aussie for being smart and keeping its electricity assets under government ownership, with no stronger proof than much lower bills. To make matters worse, when the architect of bringing us all these advantages, former state supremo Jeff Foot in Mouth, accused the pejorative Dan of being a dangerous socialist who will return Victoria to being a rust bucket state, oh, if only, listener, if only, one long-haired commie commentator, rather than praising Jeff's deep insight, said, it will return us to being able to afford to pay our bills. What ingratitude. And to make matters worse, the True Blue Aussie Energy Regulator reckons the network companies have ripped us off to the tune of $10 billion, a slur on corporations just trying to squeeze a little profit out of us while carrying out their dedication to service and community responsibility, showing the regulator has no idea what it's talking about, other than the expert academic report its $10 billion rip-off was based on. And anyway, if there was a rip-off, what was the regulator doing? See, it's the regulator's fault. The poor energy behemoths are but innocent victims of their own greed. Own dedication. They haven't got time to see if they're ripping off or not. Yet the usual suspect, long-haired commie greenies, reckon that instead of agreeing to huge increases, government should be cutting out the rorts. How distressing for this altruistic industry. So distressed, one of our very favourite altruists, Santosus the Prophet Supremo Kevin Gallagher here cash registers, warned Anthony and Jim their threat of a regulatory crackdown to rein in the surging prices will backfire by acting as a brake on new investment needed to increase supply. Then he said something quite amazing, even by his stroke their lofty standards. Government intervention, Kevin alerted, would kill investment, send prices through the roof. The amazing thing is he said that last bit without laughing. Spectacular self-control. And ultimately, energy and manufacturing would have to be propped up with government subsidies. Don't know why that last bit worries him. Isn't that the status quo? In fact, Kev has been most generous in giving us the benefit of his wisdom, assuring us high gas prices can't be blamed for manufacturers paying high prices, stressing that fossils give us security, and he's correct, they certainly give us the secure knowledge that the planet is in a little bit of trouble. Sorry we can't enlighten ourselves on that high prices can't be blamed for high prices economic wisdom, other than to say Kev said it, so it must be true. Oh, and Kev also told us the exciting news that Santosus the Prophets had recorded record sales. Soaring gas prices fuel record sales, the headline read. See, we'll all be better off, especially if we don't use any electricity or gas. But poor Kev was forced to take the evil, well, no, not evil, Trubler was he workers' union, a good union, to court for nasty cartoons the workers have distributed online over a long, long industrial dispute at one plant in which the workers claim Santosus is dragging out negotiations. Goodness me, Kev and the team have more on their minds than negotiating with greedy workers. The nasty cartoons show Kev sitting on a toilet under a banner, Santosus, High Human Relations Think Tank. What disrespect for so generous a man. Given the budget has assumed these prices will go through the roof, we asked Jim Chalmers Capital how he assumed that. The most reliable source of all, the energy giants told us they will have to raise their prices through the roof. Are your thoughts, Kev? Using thoughts fairly loosely. Yes, well, the government told us our prices will have to go through the roof. But Trubler was he is rich in fossils. Our energy should be really cheap, destroying the planet very cheaply. That argument shows you have no concept of how the market operates. Competition policy on the level playing field of world's best practice. Jim? Man or woman cannot interfere with market forces. Kev and the knowledgeable experts, including caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, do inform us the real cause of soaring prices is renewables. Obviously, the massive price of wind and sun. And here, South Trubler Wazzy Supremo Peter Malinos Q Markets revealed his iconoclastic ignorance yet again, declaring the only way to lower the cost of fossil energy is renewables. Kevin and Constable Duffer must shake their heads in disbelief at such ignorance, and Kevin and Constable Duffer just hate ignorance. Like ignorant socialists, ignorant lazy avaricious workers, ignorant evil unions. Having excited us with the promise of the promised higher wages sometime in the next millennium, if the stars align, the socialists have upset caring employers by introducing a caring business class relations bill. Caring employers tell us will tilt the balance far too far in favour of the evil unions. Interesting that, if as they claim there is no such thing as class struggle, class difference, then what's the balance all about? Anyway, tilt for, as we know, as evil unions know, the balance has been just perfect, equal for decades, and can't be blamed for little problems caring employers lose so much sleep over, like slow wages growth alongside record profits. See, perfect balance. The reduction in real wages matches, well, no, allows the increase in record profits to be so much more increase. In fact, if we think about it, that's an argument for lowering real wages even more. Win-win. Thus, the sundry chambers of profits predict allowing workers to bargain with caring employers across an industry, for instance, will give evil unions so much more reckless power and see jobs slashed. At a time of economic uncertainty. Why do these things always occur at a time of economic uncertainty? The socialist government and the evil union should know better. Caring business class relations minister Tony Barkworthen said the economy destroying legislation was part of the government's promise to increase wages. 2 days after Jim told us wages would not rise for eons, so obviously the new legislation will take a while to have an effect. Although given the caring employers have for decades expressed their concern over slow wages growth, surely they should be excited at the possibility that real wages may increase, rather than calling for the smelling salts. Surely. It's always important to ruminate on the considered views of our most important and caring people, like True Blue Aussie's filthiest rich of the filthy rich, Gina's views on sports sponsorship. It is unnecessary for sports organisations to be used as a vehicle for social or political causes. There are more targeted and genuine ways to progress social or political causes without virtue signalling or for self-publicity. Then, Gina, why did you want the True Blue Aussie netball team to have your name all over their uniforms? Well, obviously for self-publicity. And your relentless campaign against the resource profits tax, that was a genuine way to progress a very important social cause. It was the socialist government which made it political. How? By threatening to tax us. The problem started, as we know, when a young Indigenous player refused to wear Gina's self-publicity, all because Gina's dad, Lang, said a few things she didn't like, when all he said was Indigenous people should be sterilised and bred out of civilisation, probably because they were laying claim to the land, which was his source of extreme wealth. Breed them out. And a few considered thoughts on why they should be bred out, have no right to exist, no right to be on this planet, let alone this country, Lang's country. Quite properly, Gina refused to say she disagreed with her dad. How dare they ask Gina to renounce her own father's words, her dear old dad. And anyway, if Lang had got his way, the young Indigenous player wouldn't be here to cause all this fuss. Thus we have the old Lang advocating Indigenous people stop breeding, while he then bred Gina. Life's so fair, isn't it? Like, remember when a copper murdered a young Indigenous bloke on Palm Island, the only person who ever saw the inside of a jail was an Indigenous protester. Real justice. And now it's possible in this Parliament House alleged rape case, the only person who might end up being punished, over and above, is the young woman for expressing her distress in an interview outside the court. Top marks to the defence team for their compassion and sense of justice. Finally, Constable Duffer says we must have an intelligent conversation, about True Blue Aussie going nuclear, establishing a nuclear energy industry, which obviously, unlike the massive costs of wind and sun, would contribute to lowering those soaring energy bills and make the planet all that much safer. After a couple of 100,000 years. But what humility. An intelligent, conversation, showing Pete obviously doesn't want to be involved. Good morning.